Greg from Breakthrough Leadership in the No Head Trash Nation. I'm your No Head Trash guide from impossible to unstoppable. Recently, I was in an environment where I was meeting new people and constantly trying to answer that question. Who am I? And why does it matter? Why do I matter? What have I done? Or what am I doing that makes me someone worth knowing? And even though I didn't realize it till later, the head trash engine showed up. What makes you dial in your own story? What makes the overwhelming need for validation so real? Even when I know it's dumb, I mean, is that ever going to change? Doubtful. But that's where the head trash is so effective. Whenever you're asked to tell your story. Of course, I saw the enemy. I course corrected. I laughed in the face of the silliness of that head trash. Not. See, part of my head trash is the overwhelm of my failures in the past as much as my successes. I wasn't even aware I was pointing back to the failures like the elephant in the room as if they were the defining moment of my life. I was telling my story and a friend of mine called me out. You have those kind of friends? A friend of mine called me out and said, Greg, I don't think you've gotten past the failure that you keep talking about. As I hear you introducing yourself, as I hear you sharing your life, this is the apex that keeps coming out. The thing you want to be sure that everybody knows. And I had to ask myself, why is that true? Why am I really so driven for people to know my failure and to know the things that have really held me back? And I had to realize that I was busy disclaimering my life. I was busy trying to explain and express that I wasn't that great. The head trash was speaking volumes, and I was discounting the very existence, the very causes that I'm passionate about, because in that moment I was saying, I am a failure. You know, it's crazy why we think of ourselves as the worst moment of our lives instead of the best. We all have those worst moments, and head trash feeds on it. And when we're telling our story, that's when head trash tends to show up. See, everything I was doing and saying about myself was rooted in the head trash, being seen through the lens of my brokenness as if it were the single defining moment of my life. I mean, I didn't do it on purpose. In fact, it locked me up. It was like poison. And after a few days of ingesting that poison, I felt so toxic and doubt crept in that I hadn't experienced in years. It lasted for almost a full week. I'll be back in a second to tell you what I'm doing about it. Hey, it's Greg. I've got something exciting I want to share with you. You know the breakthrough you're looking for? It's not going to be found in your own head. We simply can't read the label on the jar we're in, as they say, no matter how obvious it might be. If you want to become your best, the only path is surrounding yourself with others who share your values and mastermind together on the real head trash that locks us up. That's what we do in the Practice Zone Mastermind. Small groups of Christian men who are brave enough and vulnerable enough to connect beyond the posturing and beyond the head trash that's been holding us back. If you want to know more, I'd love to chat to see if it's a fit. Email me at greg@noheadtrash.com or find my calendar link in the description. I'd love to chat with you and talk about what it looks like to go from broken to breakthrough together. See, telling your story is a common place for head trash to show up. It tries to anchor your identity to the past. And it even creates events or experiences that make it a dangerous place for you to stay. It steals your freedom, your peace, and without realizing it, you define everything today and in the future in the framework of the past. And that's head trash. Being your best is what you're created for, and you can have that best life by coming awake to the head trash that's bogging you down in comparative reality or anchoring you in the past to some highlight or lowlight. Today's your opportunity to become the person you were created to be, and it's time to shine a light on the head trash and move from impossible to unstoppable. Let's talk about it in the No Head Trash Nation, our free Facebook group, where our only mission is to help you find purpose live with passion, and become the person you were created to be. Let's do that together.